The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 6th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
By the transformation of the false ego in passion, intelligence takes birth, O virtuous lady. The functions of the intelligence are to help in ascertaining the nature of objects when they come into view and to help the senses.
Tejasatu bhikurvana buddhi tattam abhusati drabbas purana vijnanam indiyanam anubraha. So, these things are taking place daily within the womb of the mother, how the child is developing from the day of union of the father and the mother, and the first day, it is like a bee-like form by the seminar father and mother. And then everything develops. Different types of body, different types of intelligence, different types of brain, how it takes place. If it is simply material, then all children would have come out of the same quality. But it does not so come. Every child, baby born, has got everything separate from the other. How certain laws of nature is working, we can just imagine. It is not possible to understand by our this material senses, even this material formation of the body, what to speak of spiritual understanding. Therefore, in the shastras, it is advised, Achinta khaluje bhava natastar kena jujay. Achinta khaluje bhava. Things which are beyond your perception, sense perception, achinta, mental speculation, not chintaniya. Achinta, chinta means mentally speculating. Beyond that, achinta, you cannot think of how this pea-like form develops into such a big brain or a small brain, the hands, legs, and the mechanical process of different body. This is a machine. In the material world, we manufacture machine, manufacturing different parts and assembling them. The child maybe. But this machine is automatically developing. There is no question of manufacturing each part and then assembly. It is jantra. This body is jantra, machine. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in everyone's heart. He is supervising what kind of jantra or machine this living entity requires for fulfilling its desire. That is karma. He is engaged in such karma and he is manufacturing by his karma another body. Everything is going on by the laws of nature. Prakitakiramanani gunai karmani sarvasya gunai. By different gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, goodness, passion and ignorance. Very subtle machineries are going on. They're all material. So here it is said, therefore, drabbasphurana vijnana. Drabba means physical. Drabbagyan. Drabbagyan means physical knowledge. And brahmagyan means spiritual knowledge. So here it is said, drabbasphurana. The material, physical, phenomenal atmosphere is developing one after another. The medical science, they are trying to study different cells, but what from the cells come into action? That is by the influence or by the manipulation of prakriti, prakriti kiramanani. And prakriti is working under the direction of Supreme Lord Krishna. Maya dhakkena prakriti. Therefore, ultimately, by the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is going on. But how it is going on, that we cannot explain. We have got limited knowledge. Therefore, Shastra says, don't try to speculate because you are imperfect. But things are going on like this. Try to understand. Achintakhaluji bhava natastarkenaji. Simply by your so-called argument and logic, you cannot understand. You have to hear from the authorities that things are going on like this. This is called Shruti, Veda-jnana. Shruti, Veda, perfect knowledge is called Shruti. Shruti-bhi pratipanna, pratipapanna. What is established by the Shruti, by the Vedic knowledge, that we have to accept. Otherwise, there is no other way. So, this is even in the material field of activities, and not to speak of the spiritual. Therefore, we have to hear from the authorities of Shruti. Authorities of Shruti, Krishna is the original speaker of Shruti, or Veda knowledge. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called apaurasya. It is not manufactured or concocted by some mental speculation. It is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was imparted, first of all, to Lord Brahma, by personal presentation, but through the heart. Brahma is the original person to understand Vedic knowledge. So, after his birth, he meditated for hundreds of years, and by meditation, through his heart, the knowledge of Vedas, Shruti, became revealed. Tene Brahma Rida Adhikavai. Adhikavi means Brahma. And Brahma means Vedic knowledge. So we have to accept in that way. There is no physical science which can ascertain all this, how the things are taking place. But they are coming in this way. We have to learn from the Shruti. Dharbhaspurana vijnanam indriyanam anugraha. So, drabha, the physical body, that is influenced by the tejasa, vikurvana. This physical body is developed by the mode of passion, the ego, the false ego of the spirit soul, when it is influenced by the mode of passion, then these indriyas, different indriyas, senses, eyes, ear, nose, tongue, hands, legs, genital, rectum, all these things, nine chidras, holes in the body, develop. And they ultimately come to become the different parts and limbs of the senses of the body. Tejasat vikurvana buddhi tam avutsati drabhaspurana vijnanam indriyanam anugraha. In this way, the senses came into being. And we have discussed last night that all this controlling is going on under the supervision of Aniruddha. Aniruddha is in charge of development of this indriyas. Indriyana mudhishara. Jadvidu hi Aniruddha akhyam rishikanam adhisharam. Rishik means the indriya or the senses. Actually, we have discussed already. We are simply under some machine. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurane. A machine is manufactured immediately. Just like here medical men, they also manufacture some skeleton according to the requirement of the patient. So, this body is manufactured by the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the ingredients given by material nature, and I am put into the machine. This is my position. As I desire to enjoy, actually I haven't got to enjoy or reject anything. I am put into a certain type of machine and I have to go or work. Actually, I do not also work. The work is also going on by different agents. I am simply put into it just to satisfy my desires as I want it. Jijathamang prapadnante tangstathiva bhajamyaham. Krishna is so kind that He has given us the chance of enjoying the same example as I have already spoken several times, that a gentleman takes his dog chain and the dog passes urine and the gentleman also stands, he passes, he wants to go there, this here, there, give the facility, but under the control of the chain. Similarly, we, after forgetting our relationship with Krishna, when we want to enjoy independently, the chance is given. This chance is given, that is material world. We get a material body and we are given chance to enjoy as we like. But that is not very fruitful for our satisfaction. After all, we are part and parcel Satchidananda Vigraha. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means knowledge, and Ananda means bliss. So, we being part and parcel of Krishna, the Satchidananda Vigraha, we have got also the same type or same quality of constitutional position. But because we wanted independently, therefore we are in a position or in a circumstance which is neither sat nor chit nor ananda. Asat, achit, nirananda. This body, material body, is asat. Everyone knows. It will not stay temporary. Avinashitu tadviddhi jena sarvam idam tatam. This is, body is vinashi. And the dehina smin jatha dehe, the dehina, the proprietor of the body, he is avinashi. He is sat. But this body is asat. Asat grahat. The Shastra says that sada samudvigna dhiyam asat grahat. This living entity, although part and parcel of the Supreme Being, Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So, why instead of ananda, we have got anxieties? Instead of ananda, actually we should have been in ananda, anandamaya bhyasa. Just like Krishna is before us, he's ananda, he's enjoying, he's playing on his flute, and Srimati Radharani is serving him, and all the gopis serving him, and those who are devotees, they are also trying to assist Srimati Radharani and the gopis to give Krishna pleasure. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. All the expansion, Krishna, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they are expansion of ananda chinmaya rasa. They are not material. They are all ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita. Stabhija eva nijarupa taya kalabhi. They are also Krishna's. Everything is Krishna. Separated and personal. So these are personal expansion. We are also Krishna's. We are separated now in this material. Therefore we have forgotten Krishna. So, ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi sabhi jayeva nijarupataya kalabhi. Krishna is enjoying Satchidananda Vigraha by expanding his ananda chinmaya rasa, transcendental bliss and spiritual, chinmaya, not material. And so unless we do not know the difference between the material and spiritual, we should not try to understand Krishna's pleasure potential. If we try to understand Krishna's pleasure potencies, then we will misunderstand that Krishna is also like us. He is enjoying amongst the young girls. Let us imitate it. That is fall down. Yes. That is called sahajya. But Krishna's this enjoyment is not material. They are all spiritual. They are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When the gopis came to Krishna, they came in their spiritual body. The material body was lying down with their husband. The husband could not know that my wife has gone to Krishna. These are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is all spiritual. ananda chinmaya rasa. Rasa, rasa means smell. The juice, there is juice, but that is not material juice. Material juice is different. That is temporary. Asat, that is not sat. So if we want to taste this material juice, then we must be put into always in anxiety. Material life is anxiety. Therefore, in this material world, I may love somebody, but it is full with anxieties. My lover may not cheat, she may not go away, or he may not go away. Because we are not in the spiritual platform, asat-graha, we are simply trying to love the external feature, which is asat, which will not exist. Just like if you try to love a doll made of earth, dirt, very nicely painted as they are exhibited in the window of the tailor's shop. Who is going to love that? Nobody is going to. Everyone knows that this is imitation. Similarly, this body is imitation. It is a layer on the spiritual body. The spiritual body, when gives up this body, it has no value. A dead body of a beautiful man or beautiful woman, nobody likes. But because the spiritual essence is gone, therefore love is actually on the spiritual platform. Material love is simply superficial and it will cheat you. We must know this. Asat graha, sada samadvigna diyam asat graha. So on the sat existence, this material existence develops. And the process of development is described here. And the development of the body is described here. Drabbaspurana vijnana. Drabbaspurana. Drabba means physical. Development of physical body. Vijnana. This is the vijnana. How things are developing one after another, one after another. Prakitekkinamani. This is all by the material nature. Prakitekkinamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vimuratma kattaham iti mannate. So, the basphurana vijnana, indriyanam anugraha. So, our senses follow and we enjoy these false senses and that is material existence. So, the endeavor should be how to become free from this material existence and come to our spiritual platform. That should be the endeavor of human life. The cats and dogs, they have no such advanced consciousness. They cannot try for it. They are satisfied with this material body and material senses. But in the human form body, there is chance to understand that these senses, these physical formation of the body is false, or temporary, or false in this sense that it is not my original body. Original body is within this material bodies, that is spiritual body. Asmin dehe dehina, dehina asmin tatha dehantaram prati. Asmin dehina, that the spiritual body is actually the body. And this material body is covering. It is explained in different way in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhāshāṁsi jinnāni yathā vihāya. This material body is just like dress. The dress, I am putting on this shirt, you are putting on this shirt and coat. That is not very important thing. The important thing is the body within the shirt. Similarly, this material body is simply outward covering of the spiritual body by physical atmosphere, but real body is within. Dehinasmin yatha dehi. This external physical body is called deha, and the owner of the deha is called dehi, one who possesses this deha. That we have planned. This is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Then one should be inquisitive to know how this physical body has come into existence, covering myself, the spiritual body, ahangvarmasmi. So to understand this science, Kapildas is explaining the physical, Sankhya philosophy, how things are developing. To understand that the same thing, to understand the simple thing, that I am not this body. The body has developed from the soul. Therefore, we challenge the material scientists. They say that the soul has developed from the body. No. Soul has not developed from the body, but the body has developed from the soul. Just the opposite. The material scientists, they think that combination of these physical elements creates a situation when there is living life symptoms. No, that is not. The real is that fact is that the spirit soul is there. They are wandering all over the universe. Brahmanda Brahman. Brahmanda means all over the universe. The spirit soul is sometimes in one species of life, sometimes in another species of life, sometimes he is in this planet, sometimes in another planet. In this way, according to his karma, he is wandering. That is his material life. So, eirupe brahmanda bhramite. He is loitering, wandering, without any aim. What is the aim of life? Why I have put into this condition, accepting this material body, the source of all miseries? These questions should be asked. This is called brahmajigyasa. And that should be answered properly. Then our life will be successful. Otherwise, it is as useless as the body of a cat or a dog. No understanding. Murha. Murha. So, the cat's and dog's life or the cat's and dog's in two legs, any human being who has no spiritual knowledge is no better than the cats and dogs. The difference is that cats and dogs have got four legs and this animal has got two legs. Dvipad pashu. They have been described as dvipad pashu. Dvi means two and pad means legs. So, anyone who has no knowledge of the spiritual existence, how this material body has developed, how we are put into different conditions life. Without this knowledge, he is two-legged animal, that's all. So don't remain as two-legged animal. You may develop from two-legged animal another body, four-legged animal, but that is not our business. Our business is athāta brahma jigyāsa. That is our life. Now this human form of life should be inquisitive. Jigyāsu sreya uttamam. That is life. You must be very much inquisitive to understand what is your ultimate goal of life. Sreya uttamam. Tasmād guruṁ prapaddeta jigyāsu śreya uttamam. Therefore, Bhagavad says that in order to understand the supreme goal of life, Shreya Uttamam. Shreya means the best. Shreya and Preya. Preya means immediately palatable. And Shreya means ultimately beneficial. That is called Shreya. Thank you very much.